Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Northern Vertex Mining. However, on the back of the news that came out just yesterday, September 8th, the company is going through a name change, soon to be called Elevation Gold Mining. Northern Vertex right now is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NEE and on the OTC markets under the symbol NHVCF. Now, there is also another note in that news release that came out yesterday where the company is now registrant on the OTCQX, so soon to be trading on that exchange. And Mike, also the news that came out yesterday was the share consolidation. 6-for-1 share consolidation. This brings the share count down to just a little over 60 million shares outstanding. Also a note here that there are 19.5 million shares that are being canceled that are related to the merger between Eclipse and Northern Vertex. Mike, please summarize this news release all in one, the strategy here of the share consolidation, name change, and OTCQX registration, please.
Okay. Good morning, Corey. It's good to be on the show. First and foremost, the uplisting to the OTCQX. What is happening in the States is a lot of U.S. brokers are no longer being able to hold pink sheet stocks or even accept QB stocks, and so the company made the decision to be able to provide liquidity and access to U.S. based shareholders to do the uplisting to the OTCQX. What was was driven by our desire to make sure our shareholders could maintain liquidity. The name change fell out of that. If we're going to do it, let's do it all in one go. Similar with the share consolidation. There's also there's a price floor with doing the OTC QX. We had to meet that requirement. But also, what we wanted to do was make the company more attractive for institutional shareholders. A lot of funds that I'm meeting with at Beaver Creek, they'll have a floor in them that they can't buy a stock that's valued at less than a dollar. So moving ourselves up into that by doing the share consolidation allows us to access more investors and allow for a better market for the company's shares.
Okay. Thank you for addressing that news release. There is a whole other news release that came out yesterday as well that outlined some drill results, a total of 20 RC holes, one diamond hole. The grades here, 64 meters, grading 1.65 grams per ton gold and around 15 grams per ton silver. Now, that's the headline number here. And these drill results, it's said that this is an infill drill program at the Moss Mine. But from my understanding, it's not simply converting ounces. You're actually drilling in some newer areas, all kind of in between these resource areas. Mike, can you take us through the drill program and the strategy of this infill program, please?
Yeah, probably a better name or better description of the program is intra-mine resource expansion. When we got the database associated with after the merger, there were gaps in the resource. And if you ever come out and visit the Moss Mine, we have three separate pits, the west center and the east pit. And those pits are somewhat an artifact of a lack of drilling between them. Historically, I don't think that the geological model was particularly sophisticated. And what we've been seeing is that the vein will offset itself slightly, 10, 15 meters. It'll jump further to the north. And some of the historic drilling didn't intercept it and therefore created artificial gaps in the model. When we looked at the model in detail, we noticed that these offsets happened and hypothesized that these gaps were actually created by these little jogs in the vein and the historic drilling came up too short. We extended some drill holes or drilled longer holes and targeted some of these areas, hypothesizing that the vein was there. It was just offset of 10, 15 meters, and that's what we're getting. And we're getting big intercepts, so it's a really interesting opportunity. I mean, 64 meters of 1.65 grams per ton with the half ounce silver. Those are big numbers. Those are you know what we were hoping or what we've been mining historically out of the center pit. And if we can start bringing our grade profile up in the coming quarters, because we're right in the mine, we'll be able to bring those ounces forward and really start making some noise in the market with them.
Well, Mike, one thing that jumps out to me then is that as you start drilling into these areas that maybe were not interpreted correctly, or maybe they just missed the vein, like you said, and now you've been able to use some good geology and prove your thesis, it sounds like all three of those pits, the west, the center, and the east, are forming more of like a super pit now, where everything could be, all those gaps could be filled in, and it actually is one mineralized system. Is that the way the company's looking at it?
Well, that's exactly right. And I mean, one of the things about the Moss vein system is it's 6.8 kilometers long, and you can walk it all the way along. And so there shouldn't really be gaps. You just have to have a bit of faith. But to your point, when we think about the future of the operation, I think that there's a point coming where you're exactly right. It's going to be a super pit, or not west, center, and east. It's just going to become the Moss pit going forward. And that actually allows for some interesting opportunities more on the engineering side to mine things more efficiently and think about rather than having equipment going back and forth, you can actually take a step back and do a bit more thorough planning and operate your mine a lot more efficiently.
Well, Mike, just one other thing is has there been any drilling done outside of the mineralized area, not just near the pit, but maybe, you know, stepping out? Has any of the drilling work you did got into that area, or is it really just more this intramine resource expansion that you're talking about?
We're now starting to move a rig further to the east, and again, this is an area where there was some concern that the vein had been offset and been lost. We think that we found it. The chips look good, and we're moving that way. We've got some good looking holes, so stand by for results on that. Also, in terms of you know, getting the database and the resource together, there's actually been a really nice consolidation and some really good work that's been done by the entire geological team on getting all the data moving together. The exploration guys are working with the mine guys, working with the production guys, and the historic data is being brought in. And one of the things that is very exciting is we permitted a very big pit just on more or less on speculation, but way out to the west. Like we're talking like a kilometer and a half away from the current resource. There's a big intercept, and I believe it's 315 meters of a half a gram per ton gold, and they never assayed for silver, but it didn't actually hit the vein. It's just in the hanging wall stockwork. So there's a big zone of mineralization way further out than anybody really has known about or been able to put resources around before, and that speaks to the future of the mine and our thinking that the Moss mine and the district that we've staked is going to become a generational operation.
So, Mike, what does it look like here moving through whatever drilling is needed to try to prove out and actually show to the market that this is just one super pit? How much more work's going to have to be done here? What's the process of that work?
Well, what is going to happen in the fairly near term, we're going to do a resource update, and that's going to allow us to do some proper planning, put guidance out to the market, these sorts of things. And this, again, is part of the uplisting and bringing the Moss mine and the company up to a higher standard and being a full-grown producer. So that resource update comes out late September, early October, whatever that number happens to be. The data that we've seen with yesterday's news release obviously is post-cutoff. So what we're going to be laying out going forward is a series of resource updates and resource expansions 2022, 2023, and just start bringing this out in the clockwork. And then you'll see over time those pits come together. The great thing about it, though, is some of these holes, and there's actually one in the news release, I believe it was 207 meters of 0.7 grams per ton starting at surface. That's right in the pit, and it's in that arch between the center and the east pit. That data has been obviously passed on to mine planning, and we now have a nice high grade pod to work with, and that's being incorporated in our mine plans going forward. So we've got resource updates coming out, but this new data actually gets brought into mine planning in real time because it's an operation.
Well, Mike, just shifting focus real quick over to the company's secondary project, the Hercules project, which is in Nevada along that prolific Walker Lane gold trend, pretty close to Reno. Is there any work being done on the Hercules project for the balance of the year or any updates in that regard?
We put out a news release on Tuesday of this week, just after Labor Day, updating on Hercules. Hercules, as you may your readers may or listeners may remember, we did a huge geophysical survey and generated a bunch of geophysical targets. We're now in the process of doing the work of converting the 45 geophysical targets into drill targets. We were able to get four new drill targets out of it: Ursa, Como Comet, Hades, and the Pony Meadows Fault target, all of which are looking really good. When we should be able to start drilling on Hercules late Q4 2021 or early 2022, depending on budgets and weather.
All right, Mike, I think that summarizes it. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Mike regarding anything going on at Northern Vertex, and again, soon to be Elevation Gold Mining, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Mike, I appreciate the update. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
All right, thanks so much for the time, guys.